The svarim. You're allowed to buy svarim, not a sefer Torah, other svarim, rashi nevi muksuvim. You can even buy a novi yoksuvim. Svarim, if you sold the novi yoksuvim, loikin Torah. You're allowed to buy with that to go up to be more kedusha as a sefer Torah. Avulimokru Torah layichu svarim. But if you sold the sefer Torah with the money, you cannot go down and not buy stam svarim. Svarim, if you sold nevi muksuvim, layichu mitfachash. Now let us stam buy the mantle for the sefer Torah. Mitfachos loyichu tevi, you can't buy an Arona Kodesh. Tevi, if you sold your Arona Kodesh, loyichu basic Knesset. You cannot buy a basic Knesset, because it has less Kedusha than the Arona Kodesh. Basic Knesset, if you sold the basic Knesset, is loyichu eser rechoiv. You're not allowed to buy this meeting place down the middle of the streets. V'chein b'misrayim. The same thing with the leftover money. Like if you sold, let's say, a shul and you have leftover money, so the leftover money with a shul, you're allowed to buy a sefer Torah. Let's say you bought a sefer Torah, you still have some leftover money. Leftover money also has the same kedusha, that you're not allowed to buy something with less kedusha, but always you have to go up and buy something with more kedusha. Shrashi v'chein b'mayisrayim, morchul svarim, v'lokum imiksas adomim Torah. You sold neviim uksuvim, and with some of the money you bought a sefer Torah. You can't now with the leftover money say, look, I bought a sefer Torah already. With the leftover money, I'll buy something else. No. All the money has to be sent for something that has more kedusha and not to go down. So that's Gemara. If the people sold this meeting place, like they sent the place in the middle of the town, it had some kedusha, you're not supposed to buy a basic knesset with the money. Amar Rabba Bar Bachon, Amar Rabbi Yechidin. Zu Diver Rabbi Nachim Bar Yosi, Stum Toi. Al Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Nachman Bar Rabbi Yosi. Al Bachachom Moimri, Chom Say, Ha Rechoiv, Ein Boi Mishum Kedusha. No, it has no Kedusha at all. When you sell the Rechoiv, you can do whatever you want with the money. It's a pure business deal, real estate, whatever you want to do with the money. Smart explains, now what's the Machloikis? For Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi, my Tamayu, why does he say it has some Kedusha there? The Shas, we have the Tainis, the last 13 Tainis, they come outside, so it has some Kedusha they daven there. Therefore, when you sell it, you have to use the money for Dovash of Kedusha to buy another shul. For Rabbonin, Rabbonin said, no, that's not the main purpose of the Rechayiv. The main place of the Rechayiv is Tam, it's a meeting place, it's a marketplace, you do what you want there. It happens to be, sometimes they use it for the Tainis there, to daven for Rabbin. Rashi could have not masech the tainis over elav lenenu matinas a table rechayv shalir. When after the first six tainises and there wasn't answered, no rain came down yet. Now they take the aron hakodesh outside to the rechayv shalir. Umamodays tonight I'm mischansim the array in the kerem b'maisa gracious. That was different mamodays we had then. There were three types of mamodays. One part of the Mamodis were people that always were in the Beis Hamikdash. That Bishas that brought the Korban Atomid is a Shliach, it's a Korban Tzibur. So there had to be from the Tzibur, the Klayas or somebody there, Bishas the Korban. Another Mamodis used to get together in Yushalayim and Davin that Hashem to accept the Korbanus. And a third Mamodis was in every city, they used to get together and have tinnuses, like the Davin to Hashem, everything should be good. So the third type of Mamodis that used to get together in Davin and fast, in their place, where did they get together in Davin and fast? Brachayvos here, in the meeting place outside. Rashi v'tanya b'gemara, anshe maimon nichnos ma'bet ha'knesses, v'yoshim arba taniyas v'shabbos. V'yavshim bet ha'knesses v'yoy lehem, kavua, brachayvos here, v'mischansin shama maimon kula, it wasn't the bet ha'knesses was tam, but maimon here in the rechayv they did it. So that's the machlekes, since sometimes they use this rechayv with this meeting place, Rabbi Nachum Al Mishnah says it has Kedusha, and the Chum said no, it doesn't have Kedusha since that was not the main purpose of the Rechayva. Based on Knesset, like Kateva, if you sell a shul with the money, you're allowed to buy it on a Kedish. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonison, Loishonuval, a basic Knesset shok forum. There's only a basic Knesset from a Hick town, from the small villages. Avo, basic Knesset shok rochen, but a basic Knesset from the big cities. Kiva the Miao Miyosele, since in a big city, a lot of people pass by there, they also donated money for the shul. Is Lamotzi Mizavnidle, you're not allowed to sell it. The Ebulay the Rabbim, it belongs to the Rabbim. As Mishpahim, it's a private shul in a small village, we say only the people of that place gave money for it. So like they're the owners of the shul, if they want to sell it, they can sell it. Mashenka in a big city, in a big town, there we say, since people always come into town, Christ gave out aliyahs, mishaberas, people that needed money to the shul, so it's wise like the shul belongs to the rabbin, and the people in this town alone have no right to sell it. Shrashiyav shakrochim, hegulu botekanesias the rabbin, v'yakol bailim, v'yem v'nayir levadim bailim lehem. And the people, the heads of this city, by themselves don't have a right to sell the shul. Omer Ravashi, Hai Bei Kanishta de Mosa Masya, the shul that they have in this town, Masya, Afagav de Myalma Yosalu, Ilo, even though people talk to come travel through it from all different places, of a Kivon da Daita Bidi, Kosi, since they're coming because of me, is Ibino Mezavdelei, if I want to, I could sell it. In other words, if there's one big rov there, and he's like the Bailam of the shul, even though there are a lot of guests coming into the shul, they give money, but the pshat is not that they give money stamp to the shul. They give the money to the big rav, and they tell the rav, you could do what you want with the money. So the rav is still called the owner of the shul, therefore he has the right to sell the shul. Meisvei avakash on you. Omer Rav Yehuda. Meisvei beis knesset shel tusayim, with a story with the beis knesset tusayim, Rashi says, sofer nechoshes, people that were making kappa, so working with the kappa, show you Yerushalayim, show machru the Rebbe Lezer, they sold their shul to Rebbe Lezer. We also brought court socher, but they did whatever we want. I have asked them to crack him every. I there was a shul that was in the crack in the big city. So how could they sell it? And the Gemara, who be kanishta, zut to heavy. The inu avdu, no, I tell you, was a small shul. It wasn't a big shul. It was like a private shul. And even though it's a big city, but in this private shul, they built it themselves, and nobody donated money for them, so therefore, since it's their private shul, they have a right to do whatever they want with it. All right, we'll stop here.
Well, not chavuv. Again, just two dots. Beis HaKnesses, Lois Kintayvah. Mishnah says, well, if you sell a Beis HaKnesses, so you're allowed to buy with it a teva, a naron HaKodesh. In other words, the money of the Beit HaKnesses still has Kedusha, and you can only go upwards, not downwards. With the money, you have to buy something that has more Kedusha. Amar Shmuel ben Achimeni, Amar Rav Yenison, Lo Yishonu Rela Beit HaKnesses Shel Kfarim. So only if the shul belong to people living in the Kfarim in the village. Then they have a right to sell it. Aval Beit HaKnesses Shel Kerachim, if the shul was in the big city, Kivon de Miyal Mosi, since people come from other places, they can't sell it. In other words, they haven't laid the rabbin, because then we say the shul belongs to rabbin. Since it belongs to the rabbin, you have no right to sell it. So it's a shal exactly, what does it mean it belongs to the rabbin? Some learned Pasha Pshat is that when people come, they donate money to it. So since it belongs, everybody donated money to it, so in order to sell it, you have to sell it Rishus of the Bailam. So how could the people in this city sell it if it belongs to other people also? They have no right to sell it. Therefore, they can't sell the shul. Other people say then it has a din kedusha on it, and the kedusha can't go off. Like it has more kedusha. It's like a basic nesis. The rabbin, that you can't sell. So that's how Mishnah Bechlal says you could sell it, that's only where it was in the village. So we know exactly who built it, the people that own it, and they're the owners, they have a right to sell it. But a shul that's in a big city, you can't be sold. Amar Rav Ashi, Hai Bei Kanishta de Mosa Machsia, the shul in this town, Mosa Machsia, is Afagav de Miyam Osolo, even though people come there from all different places. So again, we have to be afraid that people donated money, and the mail of the shul belongs to the rabbim of the whole world, so this city has no right to sell it. Still, Kivon de Ataita de Dikosi, since when people come to the shul and give money, they give it to me, to the rav. As Rav Ashi was saying, like in his shul, the people gave money to Rav Ashi. Is it Bino Mizavnim Allah? If I want to, I could sell it. Because since whoever did give money, gave it Amanas, me, I could do what I want with it. So therefore, he's like the owner of the shul, he has a right to sell it. Meis ve'avakash on this cloud. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Meis ve'avakash on this cloud. Shel Tusoyim. Is once it happened with the shul that belonged to a Tusoyim, Rashi said that's the blacksmiths. Those people have their own private shul. Shehoyev Yerushalayim. This shul was in the middle of Yerushalayim, which is a big crack, a big city. Shemachru l'Rebbe Elazar, that they sold the shul, they sold the building to Rebbe Elazar. The Yosef bought Kol Tzarchav, and they did whatever he wanted with it. In other words, he held the Kedusha one off it, and it became mamish like chum, and he could do what he wants with it. I, the Kashmir is vohosam, the Krochan heavy. I over there belong to the Krochan, belong to the big cities. So how come? How come? We say now a city, a shul in a big city, you have to be afraid other people donated with it, so it belongs to the rabbim like, so you can't sell it. Have the Gemara, who they kanishta zuta heavy. That was a small shul. In other words, there were other big shuls there. So people would come from other places, they would donate money to the big public shul. But this was a private shul. The Yinawavdu, and these people, the blacksmiths, they themselves built it. So they know for sure like it belongs to them. Nobody else gave money. So therefore, it's not called a shul that belongs to the rabbin. Therefore, they have a right to sell it. That we'll talk about. That we'll soon see. We'll soon see who and the people that sell it. That we'll soon talk about. The rabbin, the people there. The mayor of the city could sell it. So the Moriah, Mace, we have a kasher on this now. The pasuk says, the base Eretz Achazaska. The pasuk by Negoyim, that the pasuk gives, is a nega comes in the house is Tommy. So we dash in Achazaska mitame be Negoyim. Only a house that you own in Eretz Yisrael has Tumas Negoyim to it. The Ein Yerushalayim mitame be Negoyim. But in the city Yerushalayim, even if there's a neger in the house, on the walls, it has no Tumas neger. Why? Because not called an Achuzaschem, people don't own Yerushalayim. It wasn't nitno for the Shvatim to divide up. Yerushalayim always belonged to the Tzibor, belonged to the whole Klal Yisrael. The Rashi says, the Lav Achuzihi, Kedi Armin Lekamon, Tesrila Lahai Tanam, Loi Neschalku Yerushalayim Leshvatim. This time holds that Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the Shvatim. For Loi Nofla Begorah Lo Yehuda Lo Binyamin. It didn't belong to anybody separately, to Binyamin or Yehuda. Rather, it belongs to the whole Klal Yisrael, so therefore it's not called Achuzaschem. Therefore, there's no Tumas Negoyim. Now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said like this, Ani Loi Shemati Yela Mokka Migdash Bavad. No, not Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim does have Tumas Negoyim. You know what does not have Tumas Negoyim? Only the Mokum, the base of Mikdash itself. That's the only thing that doesn't have it. So Rashi says, Ani Loi Shemati, Shaloyia Metamein, Ela Mokum Mikdash Bavad. Mishum Debayis Shel Kodeshu. It's a base that has Kedusha on it. The Gabi Negoyim, the Pasuk says, Uboa Shaloyia Bayis. Vinan, that's like belong to you and not that has Kedusha on it. Av Yerushalayim, mitana de Negoyim. But Yerushalayim itself in the city, any house that has Negoyim in it, does have Tumah. Why the Sava this time holds, Nischalku l'shvatim. Yes, it was divided amongst the Shvatim. V'yachuzaschem karin lay. And it's called Yerachuza, Yer Yerush, you inherited it. Ketani mil Rabbi Yehuda, the Yisrael Nischalku, even according to Yehuda, it says Yerushalayim was divided up, and there's Tumas Negoyim in Yerushalayim, av l'shonu v'lamokka migdash. Only the base of Migdash, that has Kedusha, there there's no Tumas Negoyim. Ava Bati Kenesias Abati Medrasha Shebo, Kishar Bati Ir, V'yavagad Deshol Krachu. But Mashma though, a regular shul in Yerushalayim, does not have this special Kedusha. And therefore Negoyim is in the base of Knesset in Yerushalayim. That's the Kasha why. If you tell me now that a shul in a Krach, in a big city, like has Kedusha belongs to the whole Rabbin. Nobody has a right to sell it. It's unsellable. So Mela means that it has Kedusha on it. So why shouldn't it be like the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash? It's the same Svara. Now the Pasuk says, Uvor Asheloi Habayis Mashma, it's a house that you can sell. Any house you can sell does not have Tumas Negoyim. So if you're going to tell me now that a shul in Yerushalayim, in a krach, you're not allowed to sell it because it belongs to the rabbin, so also it's not called a bola abayis. It shouldn't have Tumas Negoyim. And here it says, Mashma, only the base of Mikdash doesn't have Tumas Negoyim. Mashma, regular base of Knesset, does have Tumas Negoyim. Mashma, you could sell it. So Moran says, Moses Kasho, her botik and esteer, the bottom of Josh is metamoyim. It is metama. It is called a bola ashaloi abayis. Mashma, you could sell the shuls, the botik and esteer, in Yerushalayim. But the more am I, or the Krochem heavy. Yerushalayim is a big city, and you're telling me now a shul in the big city you can't sell? So it should not have Tumas Negoyim? So the Moran says, Eima, Om Rav Yehuda, and you should say, this is what Yehuda meant to say. He said like this, Ani loy shamati yela mokam mekudosh bovad. Not only the mokam migdosh, Erechnami, any Mokam Akudish, even the Bata Knesias in Yerushalayim also, since it's a Mokam, a shul in a krach, that nobody has a right to sell it, if nobody could sell it, also it has no Tumas Begoyim. Erechnami. Mekudish Rashi says, as Bata Knesias Mashma. Mekudish means anything that has Kedusha, lavd after the Beis Hamikdash, anything that's Mekudish. What's this last machlokes we had? Whether Yerushalayim was divided up between the Shvatim or not? Tanakama Savar Loinetchalku Yerushalayim LeShvatim. Tanakama holds Yerushalayim was not divided between the Shvatim. It was like public property belonged to the whole rabbin. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar, know that Netchalku Yerushalayim LeShvatim. It was divided. The Shvatim had it. Over Plukta Dani Tanoi, where is this machlokes Tanoim? Like we'll soon see. The Tanya learned like this. Mahoya Bechelka Shay Yehuda. What did Yehuda own in Yerushalayim? On the Harabayis at least. He owned the Harabayis was in his portion. So Harabayis, Rashi says, that means Bechnisosu Yitzara Mizrach. When you go up the Harabayis, this mountain on the east side. Koma Sheyesham Ponui Kori Harabayis. Anything that's empty there, that's flat, is called Harabayis. Shein Lo Shemach, it doesn't have another name to it, it's called Harabayis. Because the whole mountain, the Harabayis, the Haramaria, was in Shevet Yehuda. HaLishchoyis, also he has further in, the Lishchoyis, the special rooms there, for Yehazoros, the Ezra Yisrael, Ezra Noshim. That's what Yehuda had. What was special in Binyamin's portion? Ulam, further in, the more you go, the more it's Mariv, the more Kedusha, that was in Binyamin's portion. The Ulam, that's the Makam HaKadosh already, for Yehechon, Ubeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mamish, these Mokemus, the Mokemus HaKadoshim, were in the Mokem of Ibn Yamin. Abav Ritzua Hoysa Yoitzes Michalke Shayuda. There was one little strip of land that came out from, that belonged to Yehuda, Benechneses Michalke Shayuban Yamin. And it went a little bit into the portion of Ibn Yamin. There was one portion in the inner part of the Beis HaMikdash that belonged to Yehuda. Uvo Mizbeach Boni. And that small portion that belonged to Yehuda was a part of the Mizbeach. So even though most of the Mizbeach was on Binyamin's Chelek, there was a little bit of it built on Yehuda's Chelek. For Mizbeach outside Mizbeach. For Binyamin had Tzadik Mitztayir Olem. Binyamin had Tzadik bothered him very much. The whole Yoyim Livloi wanted to swallow it up, like he wanted to get even that portion of the Mizbeach also. He wanted to have the whole Mizbeach in his portion. Shinyam the Apostle says, Choy to follow Koyin. He was like hovering over it all the time. He said he wanted it. Lefikach, therefore, Zocha Binyami Venasa Ushpischon Lishchina. He was Zocha to be like the neighbor of Hashem Lishchina. In other words, the Shpizim in the inn. In other words, the Orin where the Torah was in Binyamin's Chelik. So he was Zocha to have the Orin in his Chelik. About Kopon and Yisiyah, you clearly Yerushalayim was divided up. And even the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash was divided up between Yehuda and Binyamin, so Yerushalayim was divided up. Now exactly this chelik that belonged to Yehuda, that went through, it's a question exactly what exactly he had. Some Rashi says, say Rashi, the Ritzua, Lindelkan, Ritzua Zula Vadal Yehuda, only this one portion. Avot Tzvayne Shem Ezdech Odrema Marovob Shem Binyamin. The Yehuda, that little Ritzu, was only the east side of the Mizbeach. Mokam HaYisoid. The Mokam of the Yisoid of the Mizbeach. The bottom, first Amma, the foundation. That's why the locker is the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, did not have the Yisoid. Because really, the whole Mizbeach was on the portion of Binyamin. And this one little strip that went out, that was Yehuda's portion, and that was on the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach, the first, that outer Amram, which the Yisoid was supposed to be built. And it happened to be, there was no Yisoid on the Mizrach side. But I call upon this time, old Yerushalayim was divided up into the Shvatim, therefore there would be a Tumas Negoyim in Yabayis in Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says, V'hai Tana Sobot Loi Nitzchalki Yerushalayim, the Shvatim. Another time holds no, Yerushalayim was not divided up for the Shvatim. The Tanya was not like this. A maskirin bought him Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to rent out a house in Yerushalayim. Mifnei Sheinim Shalem, it doesn't belong to you. The pshat is Yishlayim is not a makam that you own. It belongs to the rabbin. So Rashi says like this, a maskirin, you can't rent out a house, is balebatin esporteim l'early regolim. When it came early regal by Yom Tif, a lot of Jews used to come to Yishlayim, so the balebatim were not allowed to rent out their apartment to other regolim. Elabachinam neisim lehem. You have to give it to them for free. They came to live in your house for free. Why? Because, see, hold, Yishlayim was not in the Schalkul Shvatim. Yishlayim is for the purpose of the Rabbin. So when the Rabbin wants to use it, Lamasho, like for Oli Regolim, you're not allowed to charge money for it. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Sons of Lezer, Reb Shimon, Oimer, Aflo Mitas. You're not allowed to even charge money when you're renting your bed. Even though the bed, Lechur, is not part of the karka, but still, Taisa says, since the Taisa says, Aflo Mitas, Pirish, Reb Yosef, the Svirla, the Chivan, Shakarka, Makam Amitas, the Hoyam Yuchel, Abaylam, since the ground where the bed is standing doesn't really belong to you, you don't have a right to rent it out, Chirish Shalom, a complete renting. But a bed is not mamish the ground, so really a little bit you could rent it out. Therefore the Gemara says, Lafikach, Oiris Kodeshim, Bala Yeshpiza Neutlin. Therefore these Israel, the people that came to the regal, so they came outside Yishlayim to bring Kabonis in Yishlayim. When they brought their Kabonis, the skin that they took home, they're supposed to leave it by the inn. The man of the inn, even though they don't have to pay rent, but I call upon them a little bit, they're paying for the bed that they used, so therefore they used to leave them the oirois, the skin. It says, like by force, they have a right to say, like, you have to pay us something, therefore they have a right to take the skin for their pay. Now, Omer Abaye says like this, Shema mean if near we hear that Urcha Arya, it's a good man, is Lemishvak Inish, Gulfa Umoshcha Biyashpiza. If somebody stays by an inn, even in a place when you have to pay him, but still, you should leave him like a tip. In other words, your leftover flasks that you were using, you should leave there. Rashi says, Gulfa means, Kankan Shalcheris Shinashamish Boy. If you had a barrel, made an earthly barrel, or clay barrel, or a china barrel, you should leave there. Umoshcha, Im Shachat Beim, if you shepherd an animal there, you should leave the skin for the innkeeper. That's a nice thing, like a tip to leave him. Like these things you finish using, you should leave it for them. But over here it was more than just on the tip. Here, like Taisa says, since they use their beds, and for the beds at least they had a right to charge some money, so the money for the beds was the pay that left the skin there. Yes, Kitzin is the machlokes if Yishlayim is a schalkul shvatim. Or else, no, it was not neschalka, means it belongs to the rabbin. Therefore, we don't have a right to charge money for it. So, Rashi says only a regolim mashma throughout the whole year. Whoever lived there, they was zeichel like it's theirs. Just that when other people come, you don't have a right to charge money for it. Even though you have a schus to live there, it's a schus for you, but not that is totally yours to charge money for it. Right. Omar Abaye, or Omar Rava. Is that what our Mishnah says? That if you sell the shul, you should know the money still has kedusha with it, and with the money you're not allowed to buy something less, but something more. You could buy an aron hakodesh, you could buy a sefer Torah. With the money you have to use to double shav kedusha, but you can't use it for something that doesn't have kedusha. Mashma, the money that you sold the shul for has kedusha. That's only if you didn't sell the shul, the maimid, shlomachu shiva to the year. Those are the seven people who take care of the business matters of the city. Like Lamosha, they appointed a committee, like the mayor, like we would have now. There are seven people that took over the about the city, was the gave for the public of the city. So these are the seven to the year, the special seven people, the politicians of the city. But maimid anshir, when they sell it, if they sell it in front of everybody, then it's a total sale. So our Mishnah's Torah, they did not do like this. Avamochru shiva to the year. But these seven special people that take care of the public matters, if they sold the shul, the maimid anshir, in front of all the people of the city, then we say that sale is chal totally, and the money is real chulin.